The sounds of a city can be just as distinct as its skyline. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, explores the noises that permeate the neighborhoods of Los Angeles.
The sights, sounds, and smells of a neighborhood or a city are distinctive and pervasive. We may know where we are by the odors or the noise of a place, tanning factories or botanical gardens, freeways or residential neighborhoods. We have little recorded evidence of how cities sounded before the 20th century, but descriptions in novels and the like tell us something about bells in the 19th century French towns or the clatter in a textile factory. Schaefer has argued that the sound of modern cities is lo-fi, with lots of noise hiding significant sounds at a distance. Still, nowadays, we might develop accurate archives of the urban oral environment using high-fidelity surround sound and digital records that can be preserved indefinitely. For example, in one Hispanic neighborhood in Los Angeles, I was recording the sounds of children playing in a schoolyard. The neighborhood was reasonably quiet, although freeways surround the neighborhood and add an unavoidable background hum. Then I heard the sound of a lady who was selling tamales from her bicycle, rather faintly in the distance. I turned on my recorder. As she came closer and closer, I could hear her saying louder and louder, "Tamales!" about every 20 seconds. In the background, there are other sounds of people nearby me. When I was a child in Brooklyn, there would be vendors coming around offering to sharpen knives or selling fruit or vegetables. Here in this Hispanic neighborhood, it makes sense to offer tamales. And by moving around, much as do ice cream vendors, she enlarges her customer base. But to appreciate what is going on in this neighborhood and in others, you have to pay attention and listen to those everyday distinctive sounds.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.